We're going to move along and be joined by Jeff Quinn, head coach at Buffalo. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. We'll let you, first of all, congratulations on the impressive 38-37 win over Ohio last Saturday. We'll let you talk about the victory.
Well, you know, we beat a very good Ohio football team, you know, well coached, and certainly it came down to the last play of the game. You know, our guys showed that they could win a very close game, and that's big. You know, as we have talked to these kids and our football team about, you know, how to get down into that last few seconds of a game, you know, a number of weeks ago we had the similar situation against Ball State, and I was real proud of the way our kids learned from that experience. Because offensively, we had to execute an 18-play drive, you know, 78 yards, and burned up about 8.5 minutes the time of possession. And then, you know, on a fourth and goal on the one, we were able to punch it in to take the lead. And then our defense going back out there with us having the lead, you know, to be able to finish off the game and come up with a big fourth down play. Richie Smith, our nose guard, just did a tremendous job reading the blocking scheme that they had on in that particular situation, and was able to come up with a big play and preserve the win. A 1-point win at home was was something that we needed here in our football program.
Again, a reminder for our writers, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Quinn and all of our head coaches. Jeff, you touched upon that 18-play, 78-yard drive in the fourth quarter to take the lead. It sounds good in a sentence or a soundbite, but in the locker room and in practice, how important was that kind of drive for this offense?
Well, that's exactly where we needed us to be. And, you know, we put it all together. You know, our players felt good about the game plan. Our coaching staff, you know, Coach Alex Wood, my offense coordinator, did a tremendous job getting the offense ready. Chaz did a tremendous job, had a great out, you know, is one of his best games. You know, I was happy for him to be able to get that, you know, that rhythm and that momentum and that confidence, you know, and it was a collective group. Our offensive line, you know, did a tremendous job. You know, Bo had Oliver, our running back, had a very productive day. He had over 200 yards and, you know, total offense, you know, with rushing and pass receiving. So, you know, it was just nice just to see, you know, that they gained some confidence and there was credibility that, hey, this system does work if everybody executes it, and we haven't changed our approach. It's been very solid and been very beneficial. Now they went out there and executed those calls.
You touched upon Brandon Oliver and certainly about Chaz Anderson. For each of the for each student athletes, talk about their progression throughout the year and where you see them at the halfway point this year.
I feel really good about their work each and every single day, and you know, obviously we're asking a lot from those guys, but everybody does. Every coach, every program has the same, you know, similar situation. You know, we got to rely heavily upon our quarterback and, you know, our offensive line, and that's what I really felt. I challenged our offensive line to make sure that they understood, you know, how important it was for them to have a great day, you know, in the run game, establish the line of scrimmage, and be a physical and tenacious group of young men up front. And that's really when you look at all the best teams, and we're going to face a really, really good Temple team that has been able to really, you know, sink their teeth into that physical mentality that they want to establish in terms of their offensive line. We know every single week in this league, you know, you have to play 60 minutes in four quarters, and, you know, and that's what it's going to take. And I feel good that their progress is coming along. They're continuing to grow. Our team is becoming more confident. It wasn't about if, it was when. And I told them all along, I said, it's not, you know, whether you can do it, it's when are you going to do it. And they've been ready to do it. And it was just great to see our kids be able to win a very close game and do it in for all 60 minutes.
You touched upon a tough Temple opponent this week. Again, as you look towards this coming Saturday's contest, talk about the Owls and what the challenges they present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, defensively, they haven't allowed many offenses to get in the end zone. You know, they've been very, very difficult to score on, and, you know, and that's something that, you know, we need to put together our very best effort again. You know, going on the road, playing in a MAC East Division rival in Temple, and then defensively to be able to contain their running back. Bernard Pierce, one of the best. They've got a great offensive line. They have a mentality, and, you know, and they're seeing that. You know, last week they, you know, absolutely – you know, took over that game from the first play to the last play and beating Ball State and shutting them out. And, you know, we remember what happened a year ago. So it's going to take everything we have, you know, on both sides of the ball and special teams. And that was the one thing that I really felt last week or 2 weeks ago against Tennessee. We had a tremendous effort special teams. This week, we were not as efficient and as effective in our coverage units. And that's always concerning to me, you know, because we know we need all three phases to be clicking. So, you know, they're going to be tough, and we know it, and it's going to be a physical game. That's what, you know, we want to get to, and certainly we want to measure ourselves up against the best, and we know this is going to be one of the best teams in the MAC.
In Saturday's win over Ohio, you offensively were able to accomplish over 515 total yards of offense. Again, to continue that momentum, what do you need to do to be successful this coming Saturday?
Well, it's, again, it starts in our preparation. You know, I think our coaches, you know, have a good feel for, you know, the things that Temple's trying to do. They give you some different looks defensively. I know they've got very talented personnel, well coached, you know, so, you know, but we feel confident in our guys up front. We feel confident in our ability to run the ball with our quarterbacks, a savvy play and making good decisions, you know, and our receiving core coming up with some big explosive plays. You know, we're going to have to put a complete game together. But it's going to take everything we have for four quarters, and I think with our preparation today, tomorrow, and all the way through till Thursday, you know, are going to be critical. And I feel good that we came out of this game relatively healthy again. You know, we've been trained well. Our strength conditioning coach has kept these kids, you know, recovering and coming back and responding, and that's really what it is, because this is a tough season and it's a long season. So we got to have all of our weapons, you know, firing on all cylinders.
Well, Jeff, at this point, again, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the big win over Ohio, and wish you best of luck this coming Saturday at Temple, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Jeff.